Joining us in the studio this morning is Mexico City Councilman Chris Williams, and I want to say good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, sir. I hope you have a great day.
Hey, absolutely. Well, there was a meeting last night at the Mexico City Council. It looked like a pretty short agenda, as a matter of fact. How long was that meeting last night?
It was like 6-7 minutes. There was only like 3 items. It was
short meetings are not short. A bad thing.
I mean,
are they?
You know, the biggest thing I guess is we had to pay the bills. Well, I mean, we gotta pay the bills.
And keep so the lights gotta, on,
right?
Especially
so we
for
had
Thanksgiving.
To do that, but right. You know, nothing controversial. No new policies or anything. Just quick and easy, in and out. You know, you don't get that too often, but.
Right.
I'm not going to say I was complaining either.
No, not at all. One thing that was on the agenda last night was the purchase of a boom lift for the Parks and Recreation Forestry Department. Tell us a little bit about that, if you will.
We have one now. We're replacing it with a newer one, and you know they use that for all kinds of things. Not just in the forestry department, you know, you hear that and you're like trees, but they use it to change the lights around the square. They did, you know, it was Christmas time. Guess where they put up lights and stuff with that stuff and, take that down. And so, you know, it gets used a lot around town in other capacities besides just trees. And then, they also decide that they weren't going to trade the old one in because the amount that they offered for the trade-in. They just felt that was way undervalued, which I appreciate because sometimes when I see these trade-ins, I'm like, can I just buy it? I mean,
right? like, be cool
really?
To have a boom lift
right.
at the house.
Like,
you know?
Really? Are you just like you're not getting anything really? So you know, so I was glad they're going to put it on the government auction site, and they feel they can get 2 or 3 times what they were offered in the trade-in. You know, it just takes a little longer. You know, it's not as easy as you know taking it just. Dropping it off for a trade-in, but I appreciate the fact the city's looking out for our dollars and trying to get could be $20,000 difference. That's not chump change.
No,
so.
A significant difference there. You're going to break a little bit of news here this morning, as I understand it. Last city council meeting, they set dates for candidates to file for Mexico City Council. I believe there is one seat up. That is currently occupied by Mr. Chris Williams, who's in the studio here this morning. Do you plan on seeking re-election?
I'm going to run again. You know, I struggled with it back and forth. But, you know, the dog park's always been a big thing of me and a big thing with me. And we finally got that going, and so I want to see that through. We've got a lot of other things that are going on that I really want to be a part of and make sure that we get the best possible outcome for our citizens. You know, we've got the hospital situation with Boone that we're working on. We've got the new major employer coming into town, the Chomps. And then we possibly are working to get a new city hall as well. And saving a lot of money if we can pull it off, what we're wanting to pull off, to get that done. So I really wanted to be a part of this. A lot of big things, you know, not like last night's agenda is just a little something, but there are some big things going on, and I decided that I want to stick around, make sure some of these things get done and that somebody's out there looking out for the regular folk out there. And not that the others don't as well, but you know what I mean. Yeah, I want to be a part of this growing the community. And so I figured I'd break it right here. Because
hey.
I've had a lot of people ask me, you know, what do you plan on doing, Chris? What are you going to do? And so I finally said, you know, I'll do it.
And I think that filing opens up here in December, if I'm not mistaken. It opens up here soon.
Yeah, I think it's the 10th, 9th or 10th of December.
Sure.
Is when the filing opens up. And so, yeah, I'm just going to, you know.
How many terms have you served so far, and what term will this be?
I think four.
Served four already?
I think it's 4 terms.
So you're seeking a fifth term?
So I'm seeking a fifth term.
And how many years each term?
It's 3 years. So I've been there a while.
Yeah.
And I love it, and I love all the stuff. I look back over the years of what all we've accomplished. And, you know, every time, you know, I always look at it and I say, what do I want to do? And it's not to take away from other people that run, but, you know, other people that run, it's always the same. Well, I want to look out for the community, you know, the same old generic thing. And you know, I'm one of those strange politicians nowadays. I've always had a reason. And everything Now, if we get the dog park in there, like it's on the agenda, I'll have accomplished everything that I said I want to do. Every time I've gotten it. How many politicians can say that?
So. Well, I don't know too many. I'll just put that out there, right, as a matter of fact.
I'm going to get that out there. And, you know, the strange thing is, and this is kind of how the decision came about, is, you know, I was just driving the other night, and I was driving through town, and it just struck me, like, I really love this community. And you know, yes, we have our problems. Every community has their problems. But we have such a great community and so many great people that live here, and I just feel blessed to be able to sit up there and be a part of some decision makings. You know, I know we don't always get along on everything, but, you know, at the end of the day, I care about Mexico, and Mexico's cared about me and my family, so if this is my way to pay back, then I'm down for it. So
yep, you get paid a whole dollar per year, as I understand it, right?
I mean, sometimes I laugh because the frame, they give it to us in a frame, and, you know, it's not a big fancy frame either. And I'm like, even if it's from the dollar store, they paid more for the frame with the taxes than they paid what I got. They paid $1.09 or whatever, you know. And I get a dollar. So
you have $12 up on the wall. At this point, you could buy a couple of McRibs with that. I understand they're back.
No, the McRibs are back. Yeah, we started them early here. They're already flying like, you know, hotcakes.
Mr. Williams, I appreciate you breaking the news this morning. Want to say best of luck on another run for city council.
Well, I appreciate it, sir, and you've always been a big supporter of the community, and so I just figured it'd be a great place to break it out for everybody.
Well, we certainly appreciate it, and appreciate the update on the Mexico City Council meeting. We'll talk to you again here soon.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.